This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Franklin, the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Songs of All Time list, she was number one. It just came out, so they did that list, that music list that they do, and the Queen of Soul was number one. A big, big year for Aretha Franklin. There's the biopics about her, including the one that's out in the theaters now, or HBO Max, where Jennifer Hudson stars as Aretha Franklin. So one of the all-time great songs that is consistently played and spans the generations. I wonder what Aretha would think of what's happening these days with the tug of war over masks and the schools. And boy, you hear me lead off with this a lot. And part of that is because the buzz in your backyard, as I say, and the buzz in mine, is over this Delta variant and what's happening with businesses. Are you going back to work? You were, and now you're suddenly not. You're tired of working remotely. You're burnt out. Or you just completely switched careers in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 20s. It is a whole different world, right? If we all had a magic eight ball for our lives and we shook it, how many times would we get ask again later? Hey, so my name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show, thanks for hopping on board. And for those of you who know how we roll, thank you for coming back for more. Hey, speaking of coming back for more, and I got to mention this right at the top, in our second hour, I do the Man Cave. And boy, there's a lot to talk about, especially with the NFL and college football. But if you are a fan of the great game of football in any capacity, it was Washington beating the New York Giants 30-29 as time was ticking away. What a game between these two teams with quarterbacks where you would say, who? Who's that quarterback? Because we're used to the bigger names, right? It's a whole different era. And Washington with a big win on Thursday night football. I think there are no winners when parents get into slapping fights and verbal barrages filled with expletives in front of their kids at some of these school board meetings. That's some of what I've heard. It's not every school board meeting. It's not every school district, but it's in a few of them. It's very hot out there in many, many ways. I mean, I get the anxiety. Absolutely. I get the lines that are drawn because, of course, it depends on where your child falls, depends on the district, depends on all of that, where you live. And I just think that how nasty it's gotten, the vitriol with parents. I mean, even if there was a parent you couldn't stand, I can remember if my mother would never have done that. Now, she might have complained when we got in the car, but there was no tossing things at the other person. It's like a massive, crazy, almost food fight out there, minus the food. But if they serve food, it could get pretty dicey, I would say. So a Florida school district tightened their mask policy because of a chiropractor. And this is an interesting story. So there's this chiropractor that signed hundreds upon hundreds of mask exemption forms for students. And now the district has said, oh, yeah, this isn't going to work. So we have to have that mask policy. We have to have children wearing masks in school. So it kind of backfired on those that thought, well, we'll just get it from him. The Sarasota County School Board voted in August to implement this 90-day mandatory mask policy for students, employees, visitors, vendors, with exceptions for medical reasons or if wearing a face mask wouldn't be consistent with a student's individualized education plan. So what happened was everybody found somebody they could go to, and that's exactly what they did. So now the school district has rejected about 650 medical exemption forms. The majority were signed by this guy, Dan Bush, who was a chiropractor at Twin Palms Chiropractic in Venice. And he's defending signing the forms, but give me a break, right? He says, every evaluation that I performed was specific. So in a sense, he kind of blew it for those who were really anti-mask and didn't want to have their kids wear the mask. They didn't believe in it. They didn't want it to happen. So where they might have been able to go a little bit under the wire, instead it just kind of blew the whole thing wide open. I mean, this topic is hot, hot, hot in Florida, just like the weather there. And it may be the same thing where you are, because I think in my spot checking of places, it's kind of up and down. And usually there is dissent. Usually there is a line that is drawn, but sometimes it's much more dramatic. So you have Governor Ron DeSantis, who has sparred with local officials who want to impose mask mandates, of course, in schools. And DeSantis signed an executive order directing the state education and health departments to issue emergency rules that give parents the choice of whether their kids wear masks in class. So the state threatens to withhold money from districts because, get this, you know it. I mean, the almighty dollar, you don't get those bucks. Those kids need it for different reasons for what is funded at schools. And sometimes it's a pretty big chunk of change. So that threat is a weapon. I mean, that he's got that at his disposal, the governor, because he legitimately put in an executive order. So therefore, that holds them hostage. And Sarasota County has a high level of COVID-19 transmission. People living with substantial or high rates of transmission, they say, of course, wear masks indoors, even if you're vaccinated. And this, again, goes to the problem of there is no one size fits all with this epidemic, right? And is it individual rights? Is it parental rights being trampled on? And is it trying to find a way to circumvent the system? And would that do damage to the teachers and the other kids? I mean, this is the threat that we've been living under for 18 months. I mean, this is it. The world in the United States of America couldn't be really more divided. And just when I think it's getting better, it seemingly gets a little bit worse. I can tell you this based on so many of the people I know that have COVID. And raise your hand if you know anyone who has COVID or had COVID. It seems like almost everybody is 6 degrees of separation knows somebody. If they get the so-called long haul deal, where there are the long haulers, meaning it just keeps on coming, you can't breathe, you're having all these problems. I mean, it's got to be the worst. One in three people who survived COVID-19 suffered from long COVID. This is a study they did in Long Beach, and it was published by the CDC. So the people that had the so-called long haulers reported at least one symptom of COVID-19 2 months after testing positive for the coronavirus. Pre-existing health conditions. I mean, that's the thing that really clobbers people. How do you feel about it at this point? Still waiting for that flop on the river? I think we're all gamblers now, whether you like it or not. You can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Meet you on the flip side for What's on Tap.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
So what's on tap? I love that sound. It's like this to me that I know. Listen, you can tap a beer any time of the year, but ooh, that was like a little rhyme I made. But I think of summer when I hear that. So what's on tap is a couple of things, a couple of really big things. This weekend is huge because of the march in Washington and. In the Capitol, of course, the fences went up, and there's big concern about, is this going to be an out-of-control situation? There's all kinds of rumors. There's all kind of Internet postings about nefarious things possibly happening. But you know, anybody could post those, so it's not necessarily the organizers. But I think because of what happened on January 6th, that got the hackles up and the concern of the people at the Capitol. But this all takes place on Saturday. So Saturday, there will be a march in support of the people who descended on the Capitol January 6th. That's what's on tap. And lots of conversation is going to happen on the weekend. I mean, leading up to it, of course, there has been plenty of conversation, but more of the scary kind, the scare tactics, the whoa, you know, we're concerned, but it may turn out to be fears that aren't realized. I don't know, because who knows who shows up in that kind of crowd. There's no way. I mean, there's not like a ticket to get in where people are screened. It's people that are going to express themselves, so we'll see. Also, what's on tap is I think General Milley is not going to have to, I think he's not going to necessarily be able to completely wiggle out of questions about China. I think there's going to be facts that will be evaluated, and there may be some kind of a committee hearing. Maybe. There might be. But there are definitely those that say, well, that's ridiculous. Why do we have to, you know, this was a report that comes out that from a book that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, called his Chinese counterpart twice in the aftermath of what happened on January 6th and organized a meeting to discuss procedures for military action. So Liz Cheney, the congresswoman from Wyoming, who is either hated or embraced, depending on where you sit on splitting the Republican side of that even further down, said that they're going to evaluate carefully the events at the Pentagon both before and after the riot. This is interesting because the Select Committee has sought records specifically related to what happened testimony-wise, the documents and relevant materials and, you know, all of that for January 6th. So now this book that I've mentioned a couple of times, Peril it's called, claims that Milley was deeply, and that's where it comes from, that Milley was deeply affected by the riot and worried that the then president, Donald Trump, would go rogue. I mean, this is what they wrote in their book. They said it. They broke this. And, you know, that's how you sell books with controversy, first of all. So this is Bob Woodward. You know, think of the Woodward's material, right? Woodward and Robert Costa, both with the Washington Post. And they wrote that Milley called a meeting in his Pentagon office 2 days after the incident to review the process for initiating military action, including the use of nuclear weapons, and reportedly instructed those in the room, no matter what you're told, you do the procedure, you do the process, and I'm part of the procedure. Now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, of course, is getting bombarded with questions, and she said earlier this week that President Biden has complete confidence in Milley, who she said was a man of honor, and she said, I'm not going to add more or speak to anonymous, unconfirmed reports about conversations with limited context from here, but I can assure you all that the president knows General Milley. He's been chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for almost 8 months of his presidency, and they've worked side by side. So we'll see if anything else is unearthed and it leads to some kind of an investigation or it just peters out. But all this didn't stem from somebody writing something on the internet on some, you know, dark website. This came specifically from that book that, of course, is created to reveal things, churn up things, the whole idea. And a lot of that was about what was happening with the president and who was concerned, especially when it came to January 6th. And that's how the Milley connection came about, or what he was supposedly doing. And so it does bring up the interesting idea, if you flip this the other way, how would this go, right? And I think there are definitely a handful of Republicans that are saying, you know, come on, I mean, are you kidding me? You know, you can't just leave it there. There has to be some sort of committee. But will there be? So what's on tap is a decision that will be made there or not. I mean, there is, again, the idea that Cheney says, okay, we're going to carefully evaluate the facts. So that means somebody's going to look into something, right? I mean, that's going to happen. And hey, speaking of China, there is a decision to share U.S. nuclear submarine technology with Australia. And it led to a warning from China. China says, prepare for the worst. So it was an angry response that this was unacceptable. And France felt the same way. They said it's incomprehensible that this deal could be aimed at China. So it's not just China that's upset. France is weighing in and saying, yeah, no thanks. In fact, the French embassy in Washington promptly canceled this gala. They had a Friday night gala that was commemorating the country's naval assistance to American forces during the Revolutionary War. They canceled it. And Paris says it's an insult. And by the way, England is also part of the U.S.-Australian deal. Yeah. So what does that mean? They've effectively canceled a $66 billion agreement to buy 12 French diesel-powered submarines. That's the French foreign minister who called the Australian decision, again, ridiculous, incomprehensible, all of that. And like I said, the administration surprised everybody by sharing the nuclear sub technology. And then there was the backlash from China. And then there was the screaming of betrayal from France, which said you secretly negotiated a deal, and it reminded them of something Donald Trump would have done as president. So that's what they were saying about Joe Biden. It's whatever. Bring your wallet. And then again, the White House press secretary, because everything goes in that direction, said that France was aware in advance of this agreement, right? And Secretary of State Anthony Blinken indicated that awareness came only in the past day or two, because it's always about the timeline. When did you know what and who said what to who, and how did this all happen, right? So they're trying to say that the French are saying, we were not informed of this information until it was published in the American and the Australian press. That would be a real eye-opener, wouldn't it? Skip the coffee. Oop, we just found out there is no deal, right? So it is a three-nation pact, like I said. And they didn't mention Beijing, China. And China was thought to have about 6 nuclear-powered attack submarines, and they plan to increase the fleet in the next decade, supposedly. So the nuclear subs, they're faster, they're more capable, they're harder to detect, which is always a big deal. And they're potentially much more lethal than the conventional subs, so they'll carry non-nuclear weapons, though, is what the emphasis is. But this deal does cut out France, right, with this whole thing with the subs. So China's state-run Global Times described the United States as losing its mind trying to rally its allies against China, and accused Australia of becoming a running dog of Washington. Eh. So is that enough to push China into a different direction? I mean, already the relations are strained, so I guess this would just strain that rift probably a little bit more. And even there's estrangement a bit with France, right? I mean, the previous president didn't have a lot of love for the French president, Macron. They battled over a ton of things. So now Joe Biden is carrying on with that same tradition, I suppose. Mailbag next.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New research saying the U.S. has seen a rise in mass shootings nationwide since the coronavirus pandemic began. A study out today in the journal JAMA Open Network also
finding that mass shootings doubled in July 2020 when compared to a year before. Gun Violence Archives is reporting there have been 498 mass shootings this year so far. President Biden speaking at the White House on the economy today, saying he wants to help the nation's middle class and put the nation on a new economic path.
One that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and that benefits everyone.
The Kroger supermarket chain is bringing back a worker mask requirement, regardless of the employee's vaccination status. And this is USA Radio News. The fence is back around the U.S. Capitol building and the National Guard's at the ready in case it needs to be deployed over the weekend, as police say they may need help with crowd control if things turn violent at a Saturday rally. As many as 1,000 demonstrators are planning to gather, according to police, to support the more than 600 people arrested in the January Capitol attack, the event's organizer calling them political prisoners and promising the rally will stay peaceful. But police and the National Guard not taking any chances, workers started installing that fence around the building last night. It's another event that health officials suspect was a spreader of the virus in New York City. Health department officials say anyone who attended the Electric Zoo Musical Festival over Labor Day weekend should get tested for COVID immediately, regardless of your vaccination status. Weekly jobless claims were up a bit last week from the week before, and this is USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, a lot of mail this time around. We kick it off by bouncing over to Wisconsin. Ooh, Wisconsin in the fall is beautiful. So this is Wynn listening to us on 680. Hey, Wynn. He says, Kate, enough of this COVID crap. I have had it. You're right. Neighbor against neighbor and everybody else in between. Everybody has an opinion, and you know what they say about that. Unfortunately, since it's life-threatening, it just makes us, I think, all even more edgy. I got pretty edgy about the one damn show, at least when it comes to game shows, that I watch. And that's a thing called Jeopardy, because it's helped me-edumacation. I like that, me-edumacation. What have they decided to do with the hosting of Jeopardy since they really screwed it up with some of the choices that they made, especially with the producer guy? A podcast certainly have led to the flame out of many, many people, including some pretty famous sports stars. So do we know who's going to do it? Your email was perfectly timed, and you may already know the answer to this. But for everybody else, when Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings are both going to be hosting Jeopardy through the end of the year, they say. And that gives them at least a couple of months to determine who the permanent host of the show would be. So once again, they didn't really make a decision. They just made a temporary decision, which was at least smart, right? So just get somebody that can do it. I mean, listen, Alex Trebek left cufflinks for Ken Jennings. He was one of the people on his short list that he thought he could replace him. So Mike Richards, who blew it with comments he made and then had to resign from the hosting gig that he had initially won, and then also had to turn in his badge so he wouldn't be on the property any longer because he's not the executive producer. He's out, and they even showed a week's worth of episodes he taped that just all aired with a guy who's not even part of the whole Jeopardy thing, which I guess they figured, well, we already did this, so we taped all these episodes. We got to move forward with it. So at least there is, you know, at least there are replacements, temporary replacements. I mean, and who knows? It could be Ken Jennings, or it could be, you know, somebody else who ends up taking the reins at the end of this experiment. But at least there's two people there, familiar faces, and that's that. That's who you got. Win, and I think they'll be fine, because if they're smart, you know what? It's not about the personality there. Alex Trebek became famous, but he was very subtle, if you remember. And it was really about the this is how we roll here. I mean, this isn't silliness, nonsense. This is Jeopardy. Do you know the answers to these questions? So at least that happened. But once again, they messed it up so badly, they had to take more time to figure out who was going to actually step in there. So, timely question. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Nick, who says, Kate, do you think that the protest really is going to get out of hand, those supporting what happened at the Capitol? I mean, here's the bummer thing about the Capitol. Yes, as a lifelong card-carrying conservative Republican white male, I will say, I was disappointed in the election results. Absolutely, rallying was fine to me. Absolutely, going toward the Capitol was fine to me. But smashing windows, the poor woman who served the country getting killed, what happened to the Capitol police, shocking, sad, and pathetic. I cannot believe any serious conservative would back the nuts that did what they did on that day. Absolutely, you can protest. Absolutely, you can be furious. Absolutely, we have the right to do that because we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, as you would say. But not the rest of it. It just wasn't right. Look, families lost fathers. Over what? Over what? I have to say, over what? So I do hope, okay, there were people that protested that weren't doing that. And if it's a protest over all of that, then it should be fine, as long as it doesn't get out of hand. But, you know, that's the opportunity for someone else to creep in and create a problem. And it could be any person who just has a vendetta, which you know. Or it could be somebody who gets riled up and they have nothing to do with being politically interested or care who was president. So there is always a concern. I hope it's just smooth sailing and it's just a protest. That's what I hope. I agree with you. You know, amen. Definitely support the right to protest. Absolutely. The right to kill innocent cops and, you know, smash them with a fire extinguisher. Hell no. I mean, come on. None of you are backing that up. I know it. This is a smart audience, right? So what are they supposed to do? That's their job. They're trying to prevent something from getting out of control. In fact, most of them tried to be reasonable with the crowd, and some of them that was fine. But then to have what happened, I mean, we don't have to relive the nightmare over and over again, but, you know, you're absolutely 100% right on that. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Tommy, and this is pretty interesting. Tommy says, hey, Kate, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but how about the Afghan evacuees, and supposedly they're being vetted as they're arriving into the United States. There have already been reports, and maybe it's only a couple of them, but there's already been reports of at least one evacuee who was a convicted felon deported from the U.S. in 2017. So my concern is, once again, I think that we should welcome the right people into the country. And when I say right people, I don't care their ethnic background, etc., but I do care if they're religious zealots who have an axe to grind, who turn it into terrorism or whatever they turned it into, and to know that you've got so little checks, I think, is scary. You got 1,000 at least in Florida, 1,300 going to Michigan. You've got 700 plus going to Nebraska. So who's sponsoring them? What's going on? And typically, what kind of factors have they decided to use so that all of this doesn't become a hornet's nest for a way to let somebody in who could do something horrific wherever it is they're living, or maybe even on a bigger scale? Yeah, you mean like a sleeper cell? So you were right about the Florida numbers. Somebody sent that to me earlier. I think you're right about the numbers that you said. You probably saw that somewhere. And those are accurate numbers, so bravo, yes, that's right. But who is the liaison person who helps making sure that the people that were evacuated that should be in the country get settled in the United States and make a life? You know, that's who is that? And what is that going to look like? And what is that going to look like, you know, 10 years down the road? To me, it's key. It's critical. It's critical to know, you know, where they're headed and how they're settling and making sure of that. I saw something with Karl Rove the other day, and he said something that was interesting. He said that if you put the people in certain states and you think about, wow, they've been given, in a sense, this gift, a new life away from the Taliban regime, especially women, children, and who would they be grateful to and who's sponsoring that? Would all of the people that settle from Afghanistan, would they slant toward being Democratic, and would they end up being Democrats in states that are battleground states? I didn't even think of that. You know, oh, yeah, okay, they become American citizens, and does that stack the deck? And, of course, all's fair in love, war, and politics, so it would probably behoove plenty of other people to get involved in the process and make sure that the evacuees are settled correctly, regardless of whatever their political background is. I'm just saying, he does make a good point, right? It's all about numbers. That's why, you know, we do this segment a couple times a week, We Can Count, because you look around and it's about numbers, right? We live in a capitalistic society. It's about numbers. It's about numbers when it comes down to COVID. Who gets it, who doesn't, what's happening in their neighborhoods, all of that. I mean, everything is numbers. And so once again, of course, elections come down to numbers, especially in swing states, where that can make a big difference. But they're far from that at this point, right? Yeah, that's not happening right now. That's down the line, down the line. All right, this one is from Nell, who says, Kate, listen to the show, like the show. I have so many different things I would love to sit and ask you. I think you should do a town hall. It'd be so fun to hear. And I think you're better than some of these other blasted idiots who try to do them. But anyway, I'm not trying to butter you up. I look at the Supreme Court, and I just saw something from Clarence Thomas where he blasted the media and defended what the Supreme Court did after the Texas abortion decision. And just the week before, you had Justice Barrett saying the court's justices are not partisan hacks. What do you think? Ooh, that is such a good question. That's a good question to do several segments on. You have to go back and you have to go and look at what the rulings were, who had the dissenting opinion, etc. I mean, not just on this ruling, but on other rulings, to really make a good decision there. Stay with us.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop.
and cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah, Superstition. That was in the Rolling Stones list of 500 of the all-time best songs. How they decided on some of them, I have no idea. That song's a good song, Stevie Wonder, number 12 on the list. Now, just so you know, how did they compile this list? I feel like I had to give you the payoff since we started with number one, Aretha Franklin, Respect. We sprinkled that at the top. And here we are at the tail end of the hour. Music changes fast, right? Music spaces change. I mean, we're on Spotify. We're getting our music way differently than decades ago. And the Rolling Stone music editor said that they focused on having a diverse votership, so the list was more inclusive and fresher. And it had not just classic rock. It had a broad spectrum of what's out there. So current stars like Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Lorde, Taylor Swift, Lizzo, Lil Nas, The Weeknd, Lady Gaga, they were in the top 100. But it's interesting, some of the songs that they chose, right? So you got to, if you like music at all, you got to look at this list. You can pull it up anywhere, just whatever search engine you use. Just type in Rolling Stone 500 greatest songs of all time. It's its first update, which is pretty cool, in 17 years, right? 17 years. One interesting fact about the Respect song, and I knew this because I saw the biopic on her, and I didn't know this before, but the song was originally recorded by Otis Redding. You know, sitting on the dock of the bay, that Otis Redding, he's a great songwriter, and that was one of his songs. And so, yeah, she did the song, and of course it exploded her version of it. But the list was created from like over 250 artists and writers and industry figures who all were part of this poll of over 4,000 songs. Ugh. Can you imagine? I mean, do you think they listen to all 4,000 songs? I don't know. How many months did they give them to do it? You have 2 months and 2 days to listen to all these songs. I mean, hopefully they did, because they had some serious people that were part of the process. And then I guess you just get a better list. They're going to go out there and they're going to have the list. I think it is better to have a diverse, you know, intersection of music, and I think that's pretty much what they did. But it's interesting, the first top ten. So I'll tell you what they were. You knew it was Respect. Public Enemy, Fight the Power was 2. 3 was Sam Cooke, A Change is Gonna Come. I know that song. Bob Dylan, who doesn't know Like a Rolling Stone? That was 4. Nirvana, one of my favorite all-time bands. I loved seeing their stuff in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Smells Like Teen Spirit. 6 was Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. 7 was The Beatles, their first spot in the top 10 in this new list. Strawberry Fields Forever. I mean, I think there's better songs than that. But 8 was Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On. 9, Fleetwood Mac, Dreams. I mean, they play that all the time, right? And check out 10. 10 was Outkast, Hey Ya. Outkast had some good, I say, flip songs. I would say, like, if you had vinyl, it'd be on the flip side, the B side, the whatever. And then I'm just going to tell you a couple more, because I gave you Stevie Wonder, which was 12. The Beach Boys, God Only Knows, was 11. Finally, the Rolling Stones appear after Stevie Wonder at 13, Gimme Shelter. I think the Rolling Stones span all the generations. That's why they're going on tour again, right? The Kinks, I saw them when I was a kid. I begged my mother to go and see the Kinks concert because I was young. I had to go with 2 cousins because I wasn't 17. I think I might have been 13. It was a big deal. Like, she was entrusting me. And so the Kinks, Waterloo Sunset. 15, the Beatles make that appearance back again. I Just Want to Hold Your Hand. And then the great Beyonce. So many people love Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. That was 16, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, 17. 18, Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain, Purple Rain. 19, John Lennon, Imagine All the People. 20, Robin, Dancing on My Own, and that's all I'm going to tell you. But it is interesting because I don't know anybody who doesn't, and I'm sure there are people out there, who doesn't like some sort of music, who doesn't have like a, you know, a collection of their best songs on iTunes. They're not walking around with, you know, something going on in their head. Everybody I know has this. It doesn't matter whatever their age is. You could ask somebody who's 90, what's your favorite all-time song? And they probably would be able to tell you. And you could ask somebody who's 10, and they would know. And I think it's interesting that a lot of younger people, you know, 18, 19, 20s, want to, you know, they like to go back and hear some of the older music and pick out what they like. They like to know about some of the older music. So, you know, it's that whole retro thing, how sometimes things come full circle. Yeah, pretty interesting. All right, a couple of minutes left for some what I call headers, things that are bouncing around out there that we are talking about, but it's not COVID, COVID, COVID all the time. COVID-24, yeah. So what else are we talking about? Of course, SpaceX, four civilians, I said this in a previous show, launched into space, and people are talking about space travel, and it's going to be, is it going to be like an amusement park? Is it going to be a thing that you, it's on your list? Well, when somebody asked the question, will it be like an amusement park that you have to go there? You'd have to have big bucks, because how could they make it affordable? There's only so many rides that could be offered. And just so you know, how much does a ride cost? Check this out. I think I've said this before, but for a trip on Virgin Galactica's Spaceship Two and Blue Origin's New Shepard, that's about $250,000 to $500,000. So, I mean, you might not be getting that $250,000. It might be $500,000. What else could you do with $500,000? So I'm going to say it's not going to be affordable. It's not going to be like an amusement park, unless they have a Willy Wonka golden ticket drawing for every single launch that they have. I think it's very cool, though. I do. Very, very cool that this is happening. But it's not going to be affordable in the near future. Further down the line, maybe. I don't think so, though. I don't think in most of our lifetimes we will see it. All right, I got to bring this up because we had a What's on Tap moment, right? Thinking about beers and breweries. Breweries are huge across the U.S. and in other places, too. Somebody doing something local, clever names, you know. There's a beer where I am, Dallas Blonde, wink, wink. It's okay. I like the lagers a little better, but Samuel Adams, they've got, you know, their beer maker, Boston Beer Company, is ready to release their Utopus beer. Think Utopia. And it weighs in at 28% alcohol by volume. That makes it illegal in 15 states. So you can't get that beer in 15 states, right? Wow. And it's pretty pricey, I guess. It's a bottle, and it's pretty limited, $240. But if you buy it, you get 2,000 pounds of cherries, too. That's what it was finished on. So, I don't know. I guess Boston Beer releases Utopus every other year. So it's going to be available on October 11th. And if you can't get it in your state, I mean, you might have to go across state lines. It's just that strong. Just saying. Just telling you. It's illegal, by the way. Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. Woohoo! It's not illegal in the great state of Texas or Louisiana. Thanks for listening, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.